This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? I hope the sun is shining where you are. It is where I am, and I'm very glad about that. I'm very, very glad about that. I was glad about traffic this week, too. For the first time, I went home actually started, like, getting mad about traffic, and then I went, wait, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is normal.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes you go home, you don't even see a car, for crying out loud.
I'm cheering traffic for the first time in my life.
Yeah, one way or another. So anyway, hope you're set for a great weekend. We have a fun program today. Senator Kevin Cramer in the first hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to talk to the co-author of a book called Innovative Entrepreneurs of North Dakota and Minnesota next hour. You know, this is, I love authors because they put so much passion into their work. And this is a book with hundreds, maybe not hundreds, but it like, you know, mid-50s maybe, of different entrepreneurial stories from North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. It's really neat. Hiram Drockey, who is a world-class professor at Concordia, just a great thinker, really knows egg innovation, and Bruce Gildegorder. Bruce is going to join us. So that's next hour on the program. A little open phone time to start next hour on lots of things, including whether or not we should be able to vote. I want to talk about that today. And I don't mean vote as in mail a ballot. I mean vote like you vote, like go to a polling place. So we're going to talk about that and much more on the program. But without any further ado, we welcome to the program Senator Kevin Cramer. Welcome back, sir.
It's great to be back. I'm actually really back. I'm actually driving from Bismarck right now to toward Jamestown. I'm going to end up in Jamestown, but I'm going to take a look at some overflowing wetlands and submerged roads and then convene or at least join a meeting that I was invited to participate in with local leaders, county commissioners, township officers, some state officials as well, and I've invited and hooked up some female officials to talk about what we can do to help these farmers get access again to their everything from their fields to their homes in some cases. So important work, and glad to be able to step into the arena again and get out in the middle of the prairies a little bit.
How does it feel when you're driving to a meeting in Stutzman County with folks compared to walking down to Mitch McConnell's office and telling him how to vote or whatever you have to do there to twist somebody's arm? I saw your little dust up with Lisa Murkowski the other day, and I was just cheering, and I was counting the seconds between the time you asked for a unanimous consent, hoping, you know, nobody, shush, don't say anything, but anyway, that's the TikTok normal, but what's better?
Gosh, well, first of all, get the routine. When I step off the airplane at the Bismarck Airport, you know, maybe 19 times out of 20 when I come home, I first come to Bismarck and go from there. But and I step outside and look for my vehicle that Chris was driving so I can get in and go home. Just the smell of the air starts it. And literally, yes, last night when I got into the car, kissed my wife, and I said, gosh, the air is so fresh here. And it's not just about it's not literally just the air. It's the sunset because it got in about 9:15. It's, you know, just the normalcy of it all is wonderful, Scott. And, there's just no comparison. But the good thing is that wherever I am on Friday mornings, I get to hook up with a bunch of normal people on the radio for an hour, and that's also very helpful.
I can't miss the opportunity to say, if we're the normal people and these fine listeners who call you from all across the northern place are the normal people, what does that mean about the people in Washington, D.C.? Do they have a little different label?
Well, just remember that normal, of course, is somewhat in the eye of the beholder, I suppose, but the best way I can describe it is, you know, that the middle of the country is the way America not only used to be, but is supposed to be. And one of the things I'd say, one of the biggest differences in a time like this, in this COVID-19 pandemic era, and I don't want to belittle it by any means, Scotty, but one of the biggest differences is that we don't walk around paranoid. We have a respect for it. We have concern. We exercise diligence and you know, safety and common sense. But in Washington, many of the people, particularly the people that are permanently there, are scared to paralysis. I mean, it's, you know, some of the New York and Washington media look like space creatures walking around, because they first of all, they're more inclined to believe the government. So you know, if somebody tells you the worst case scenario or tells you you should be doing something, liberals, you know, first of all, they love to be the ones telling you, and second of all, they're more likely to follow you than to question the wisdom of your statement. And so, or to apply common sense to it. The way I describe it best is they've traded in living for surviving. I'm not quite willing to do that.
I have to tell the listeners, and you have to help me tell this story about something kind of fun that happened this week. Back during the impeachment hearing, you know, when you were all having to give your floor speeches and talk about what was going on, you and I happened, I don't know if we were on the air that day or what, we were talking, and I said, you know, that James Clyburn quote you know, sums everything up. And you said, oh, isn't that unbelievable? I can't even believe that he said that. And I said, you should blow it up. You should put it on a big poster board and when you do your speech, just because, you know, everybody blows by it and they don't actually let it sink in. So anyway, well, you take it from there. What happened next?
Yeah, so I took your wise counsel. Maybe I think I call it genius. And I had a poster made up of the Clyburn quote. Because I do think you're right, Scott. Visuals matter. And, you know, C-SPAN is televised. So I blew it up, and then I gave a speech with it right next to me and pointed to it from time to time to remind people that with repetition and all of the senses, or at least both the audio and visual senses. And anyway, and then I had the leader McConnell, autograph it to my favorite radio talk show host and send it to him in hopes, of course, that it would one day find a place of prominence at the AM 1100, the Flag world headquarters there in Fargo.
Yeah, well, it already has. I'm holding it up for the television audience right now so they can see that.
Nice sign.
Yeah, and Mitch McConnell.
Isn't that cool?
And I'm telling you, I've never had a feeling like that when I turned on, totally forgetting we even had the conversation, and then watching the floor speech and seeing that poster there. I'm like, oh, yes.
When did the poster arrive? When did it arrive?
I forget. Whatever day I sent you that text saying, hey, that's pretty cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was earlier this week, and it was. Yeah. It's a, you know, good sized poster, so it was a big box, and everybody in the office like, open that up, see what that is. So
it's really high quality artwork.
Now this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
Let that sink in a little bit. Now,
yeah.
By the way, that was James Clyburn, Joe Biden's buddy, majority whip in the House. Okay, saying that, and guess what? They're saying it about COVID now. They're saying that about COVID, too. So just let that sink in, folks. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. They are, I mean, I don't know about you. There's a million things you could point to, but that is just very telling as to the times we are in right now. Isn't it, Kevin?
Well, it is, Scott. And what's sort of, I think what's different about the times we're in now, and when I say now, in the last year or so, probably in the Trump era, is they no longer pretend to be moderate. You know, it used to be you could never be pro-abortion or pro-choice, and abortions were supposed to be rare but, you know, safe, right? Well, now it's like an industry with its own lobbying firms, and it's a, you know, it's all about just killing babies. It's like a march for them. Well, the same has come true of socialism. And it's been reflected now in the most substantive way, not just in the fact that they're willing to say it out loud, that transformed America. And in many respects, Barack Obama sort of started it because he wanted to fundamentally change our country. Remember that? That was his battle cry. So congratulations on that. Well, anyway, so now you have today, this very day, the United States House of Representatives voting largely by proxy. That is to say, Democrats giving their votes to Nancy Pelosi to cast on their behalf, on the floor of the House, a $3 trillion left-wing radical nut job, anything but American wish list, in disguised as pandemic security. It's just outlandish. But again, to their credit, at least they don't pretend anymore. I mean, they literally call themselves now democratic socialists, and we've seen, and we are seeing around the world how well socialism works.
We have Randy from Northwood, Larry in South Dakota, Troy in Bismarck, and a text. I'm going to give you the text because I don't think you're going to have time to answer this. We'll do it when we come back, but you can hear the question now.
Sure.
Good morning, sir. Tyler from Stanley. Do you feel that the public sector municipalities should have to share some misery with the slowdown? I feel like the private sector has had to deal with all the layoffs, massive shortfalls, and I haven't heard of any cities or the state furloughing or laying people off. They should have to retract their budgets just like the rest of us. That's from Tyler and Stanley. Senator Kevin Cramer's answer when we come back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. Great grab and go home cooking. Make sure you stop and tell them Scott sent you. More after this.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I meet my buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love, and just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly due. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evan Rudy. Fired up, beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine.
with Mary. Hey, you served our country, so the University of Mary wants to serve you now. A military-friendly school with online and in-person classes available for busy adults. In addition to their campus in Bismarck, they make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. To do so, there's a number of services specifically for military students, a full support team with an extensive military background. They're focused just on you. Personal care, they dedicate themselves to your success. Walk you through every step as you start your exciting new mission of higher education. Scholarships, reimbursements, credit for prior learning. The University of Mary is ready to serve you. Classes start June 4th. Let's go. Get started today by connecting with a member of the military services team at online.umary.edu/military services. Okay, back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Your calls after an answer to Ty's question by text from Stanley. Essentially, I think what he's saying here is there's going to be a lot of belt tightening in the private sector. Government, especially at the county, city level, doesn't necessarily do that. Should they, you know, they're not having to lay off people. They're not having to furlough. Should they? Like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple of things, and this is a pretty broad issue, Scott, and it's one we're really grappling with right now in Congress. Because, as you might have noticed in Nancy Pelosi's wish list, the first $1 trillion, that's with a T, dollars, she wants to appropriate would go directly to states, counties, and municipalities. So she wants to keep the thing full speed ahead at every level. Now, there is need. I don't want to diminish it. I mean, frankly, at the local level, there's more need for government than anywhere because that's who maintains the roads and the infrastructure, the water systems, things like that, the things that serve every person, including every business, and make sure that the movement of goods and services and natural resources is safe and secure and reliable. So I don't want to diminish that. But to the point of employment, for example, we are coming up on a time now, I think, depending on what Congress says, where states and local governments will have to start laying people off. Now, one of the largest expenditures for local governments, besides the things I talked about, of course, that are solely the responsibility or largely the responsibility of the local governments, is our first responders, particularly law enforcement officers. And the one thing you don't want to have happen at a time like this is to reduce your security forces. You know, people are in tough shape. A lot of people are in distress. A lot of people have a lot of extra time on their hands. You see an uptick in alcohol and drug use, domestic violence, all of these things that become the burden of local government. So you need to watch it a little bit to make sure that when the local government suffers, everyone suffers, is sort of my point. At the state level, now, remembering this, and I think this is another broader discussion, Scotty, and that is when we're in good times, when there's lots of money flowing, when the revenues are way up, that's when government should find a way to shrink. Not when there's less demand for the services of government, other than infrastructure, because in a growing economy, your highways and things are being used more because you're moving goods and services. Again, commerce is happening on that infrastructure. But other than that, you should have less need for social services and human services and whatnot. And that's where I think government needs to tighten its belt, is not when things are bad, but when things are good. But it's going to become necessary pretty soon unless the federal government bails all of the states out. And I'm not advocating that, by the way, and we can have another discussion about that. Because states don't have the ability, other than states that are allowed to, if you're a state that can go into debt, and then, of course, you could borrow more money. But what the federal government has, of course, is the ability to not just borrow it, but basically print it through the Federal Reserve. But even that's going to come to an end at some point. So, sort of long, complicated philosophical answer, but I'd be interested to hearing back now from people what they think about both Ty's question and the larger context of is it appropriate? What should the federal government do in response to it?
Senator Kevin Cramer taking your calls. Talk Radio Town Hall every Friday for an hour on What's on Your Mind. Randy in Northwood for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator, thank you for taking my call.
Glad to, Randy.
Everything
thank you.
I read and heard about on the radio and TV was the senior citizens who get their checks by Social Security, and we don't pay taxes or have to file, would be getting a stimulus check. I haven't seen it yet. What's going on with the, you know, the Social Security recipients?
Sure. So now, do you get your Social Security benefits via a check, or do you get it
direct deposit.
Okay. So they have that information. Some people haven't gotten theirs yet. Let me ask this: have you ever gone on the website? You know, where's my check or whatever it's called? Where's my payment? Check your payment, whatever it's called, and check your status. Have you?
Yes, I have. Says status unavailable.
Okay. And so that means you're not. That they're not to the point yet where they have your status. It is a little bogged down. It is happening, but I would, if you'd like, Randy, we'd be happy to check it out for you as well. One of the challenges we have, Scotty, with a lot of this is the automation part of it. First of all, our federal government, no surprise, does not have the big cloud computing technologies that we ought to have for something like this, where you can just deal with tons of volume at, you know, in real time. So things have been a little bit slower. The second thing is that there aren't a lot of workers, even in the federal government, at the office. A lot of them are working from home, of course, and whatnot. So we don't have the support services there for people to have. So therefore, call my office. You can call up there in Grand Forks and talk to Randy or Emily or somebody, or anywhere that we'll get them to you. And we'll be able to check on it for you as well, and maybe we can inquire a little bit deeper. If you're concerned about it.
Thank you, Randy. Good luck to you. Larry in South Dakota for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm from North Dakota.
Oh.
Senator, we're having problems with our post office in Horace this spring. Earlier this spring, there was a Texas crossing that was underwater up on the Wild Rice River. Mm. So the post delivery person had to drive around an extra 2 miles. And so they stopped delivering for 30 customers because they had to drive an extra mile or 2 miles. But we got that problem resolved. Emily did that for us. I appreciated it.
Okay.
But now they're going to build a new post office in Horace. And while they're building, they're tearing down the old one. And while they're building the new one, they're going to have. Sounds like we got music. I'll wait.
Okay.
Savvy listener there, I guess, right, Kevin?
Yeah, he's savvy, yeah. He's got a future in radio.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll get the rest of the Horace post office situation when we come back.
I'm very intrigued. I feel like I'm going to a commercial break in a good movie.
Troy and Bismarck. Randall and Bismarck and Richard and Fargo coming up.
I'm Jim of IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. House expected to vote today on a massive new stimulus bill in the face of the pandemic. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers. But it's unlikely to ever be taken up by the U.S. Senate, and even if it was and it passed, the president says he would veto that measure. A new poll finds fewer Americans practicing social distancing. The Gallup survey says 58% of people surveyed say they're completely or mostly isolating themselves. That's down from 68% just a few weeks ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred optimistic that the MLB will play an abbreviated schedule this season.
We are making plans about playing in empty stadiums.
USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers. If you go to Pipers.com, you are going to see quite the lineup of auctions that are coming. And I was actually talking to Kevin Piper this morning. He told me I asked him, how are things in Egg Country? How are folks doing? He said, well, I tell you what, you can't believe these auctions and how the price of land is still there. The equipment auctions are bringing a lot of dollars. It's pretty amazing. That's a pretty good sign. I think that bankers are, riding this storm out and maybe extending the term, working folks to get things done. But glad to hear a lot of auctions, some of them still online. And Stutzman County, 689 acres. Happening. We have a Rose Hobby Farm equipment auction out of Rolette, North Dakota, that is actually closing on Monday. Both those actually will be closing on Monday. And then also the Brian Martin Estate Construction Equipment Auction in Gladstone, as well as the Gun and Ammo Auction. Those are coming up next Thursday.
Wow.
Next Thursday, so check those out. Pipers.com or call 877-700-4099 for a catalog. Okay, so back to Larry. And Larry is concerned about the Horace Post Office. Go ahead and finish your story quick, Larry, and we'll get a solution here for you.
Okay, I'll give you the rest of the story. So we got a notice in the mail yesterday telling us that they're not going to be doing rural delivery for the next 2 to 3 months while they're reconstructing the post office. So what they're going to do is they're going to put temporary boxes at the City Hall in Horace. And it makes no sense because they're going to have to sort the mail no matter what. So why are they going to sort the mail so that they can put it in a post office box? Why don't they sort the mail so that they put it in their carrion boxes that they go to each farm place? It really makes no difference. They have to sort the mail no matter what. So sort it so that your rural carrier can carry it to the rural
I ask you something, because there's one logistical thing that I'm confused about. So are they going to leave the other post office open while they build the new one and then tear it down after the fact? In other words, there's no new property or shortage? I mean, because I think your valid point, I just want to make sure I'm not missing something.
Yeah, they are going to tear down the old building. So there's no local service. You're going to have to go to West Fargo to pick up all your packages.
Okay.
But if you're going to sort mail to go into a small post office box in a cluster, why can't you sort the mail so that you deliver it to the rural patron? And we're talking three routes.
Well, and not only that, but it seems to me, and again, I'm hearing this for the first time, it seems to me that somebody's going to have to transport the pre-sorted mail from West Fargo to this great place in Horace anyway,
yes.
So they're already even on the road.
Yeah.
Let me look into it. We'll check into it and just see, Larry. I don't want to prejudge it because, maybe there's some circumstance I'm not familiar with, but you certainly ask a pretty relevant question based on, that age-old thing called common sense. But, that's not that common anymore.
It sounds like you have a habit of fixing the problems there with the postal delivery around Horace. So,
well, It's a tough time. It is a tough time. But
thanks for the call, Larry. Appreciate
it. We work on it. Thanks, Larry.
Troy and Bismarck for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Nice to speak with you. Say,
nice to meet you.
Thank you. Say, we're worried. I work out of Falkirk, and we're worried about what's going to happen with coal companies and stuff in North Dakota. And I mean, we hear a lot about the farming and stuff, but we don't hear a lot about what's going on with the coal. And kind of wishing that more people would be fighting for the coal industry. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with our jobs and stuff, so we're. Want to know kind of what the state's going to do to try to help us.
Yeah, so on a couple of things. First of all, at the state level, this is a problem that we have to, that it calls everybody to the same, you know, to the same fight. And that, by that I mean county, state, federal, all together, realizing, of course, that at a federal level, while every state is a agriculture-producing state, very few states are coal-producing states. So politically speaking, it's a little bit more of a challenge. That's why you hear a lot more talk, a lot more talk about relief for agriculture than you do for coal. The other thing is that it is the conventional wisdom of a lot of people that don't know very much about baseload electricity that electricity can be generated lots of ways, and it's just as reliable no matter how you generate it. And so, therefore, whether it's coal or wind or, you know, nuclear or, you know, bicycles, it somehow people have this very naive notion about it. They have a lot of naive notions about food, too, don't get me wrong. But here's a more exacerbation of the problem, and that is more and more states are becoming energy-producing states, especially electricity-producing states, because they have wind. And so Iowa doesn't produce any coal, but they have wind, and they have two Republican, very pro-wind senators. South Dakota doesn't produce any coal, but they produce wind, and so they have two very pro-wind Republican senators. And so politically, it's becoming more difficult. That's why you don't hear as much about it. One of the things that I did just this week is we put together a letter, sending it to the leadership to make sure that they understand that if for those people, both Republicans and Democrats, who want to extend the tax credits, and remember, even the Treasury Department has announced that they want to extend for a year the ability to apply for and be eligible for the production tax credits, the renewable credits. And we're saying if that's the case, if you're actually going down that path, Mr. President and Secretary Mnuchin, then we also need extensions of things like 45Q, the carbon capture utilization storage credits, and 48A, and these are sections of the tax code that relate to coal and to carbon capture and things like that, as well as refined coal tax credits. There are credits that exist that have been around for a while, and the wind people have all this political power, and we're just saying, if we're, at the very least, keep it even. Keep it equal. So we continue to fight for those things. The biggest thing that I work on, I think that's the most relevant right now, is to help our regulators better understand that when the lights go out because the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining, whose turbines are you going to spin? They'd love to be able to spin some gas turbines, except nobody seems to want a pipeline. So we keep telling the story, educating our members, our colleagues, and trying to influence the administration as best we can. And we've done some things, we've had some fortune, but I think the bigger problem is state to state than it is even the federal government.
Let me just interject here that, obviously all of your time on the Public Service Commission, there was a lot of work with the coal industry, so you know these folks very well in this, the troubles and the challenges and all this has been coming for a while. Can I ask you whether you think that North American Coal ultimately will operate that plant or find a buyer for that plant at a buck or whatever, that ultimately for Troy and others that work there, there is work in their future at that plant? Do we know that?
We don't know that, but I'm pretty optimistic about it. I think when you say that plant, what he's talking about, of course, is Great River Energy's plant that Falkirk Mine feeds. It's called Coal Creek Station. It's the most efficient coal-fired power plant in the Midwest, maybe in the country, certainly one of the top 10. So, and it's relatively new by coal plant standards. It's about 40 years old, and it's a clean, big, beautiful plant, frankly, and it's a big and wonderful coal mine that feeds it. But we have other plants that are also on the, you know, that are in some danger because of regulations and regulatory reads, and a lot of that stuff comes down to a federal state, better federal state understanding that we've been working on now for quite some time. So with regard to that plant comes, there's a separate facility attached to that plant, which is a direct current line, a DC transmission line. That's got a lot of value. They have, you know, in my view, they have more value together, but they're not mutually exclusive from each other. So you can sell them separately and have value separately and together. Is that more? It has.
Troy, I appreciate the call very much. We're losing the senator there on a sketchy cell phone signal from somewhere across North Dakota, making his way to Jamestown today. Can you hear me now, Kevin? Senator, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Now we can hear you good. I want to ask you a little lightning round here because I've got a bunch of texts on this, and it looks like some calls that also want to ask about a number of these things, and so I'm going to consolidate it, just kind of go lightning round, yes or no, if you don't mind. Nursing homes, a lot of concern right now that, you know, North Dakota is paying for the sins of New York as far as CMS is concerned. As we understand, the feds, as you said earlier, control a lot of that. But meanwhile, we still are in a mode with recent guidelines from CMS that said, this is the feds, saying North Dakota nursing homes, no family. None. They're real benevolent. If somebody's dying, they'll let you in for the last 72 hours. It's ridiculous. And yet the nursing homes can't do anything here. Is it plausible to ask for a waiver, to ask for a pilot project or something so we can get a little more creative on family members being allowed?
Well, I do have a phone call with Seema Verma, the director, the administrator of CMS, sometime in the next couple of days. I'm not sure when, because what day I'm in most of the time. But I'm going to bring that up with their ask for a pilot. But I will tell you, Scott, I think a lot of this comes down to liability and COIA. But I would just raise this point. I know this isn't a yes no answer, but you just said something important. In an emergency or in the last 72 hours of life, they'll let family members in. If that's the case, what about 74 hours? What about 84 hours? What's the difference? The other thing is my observation, and I have some very personal direct observation, is it's mainly workers bringing COVID-19 into the nursing home. What we ought to be doing is protecting people from the disease coming in, and if there's one place we should be able to do that, it's with our most vulnerable citizens. I mean, when New York shuts everything down except requires nursing homes to take people with the disease, it's the most absurd policy in the history of the world. I just think we've got our priorities backwards here, and so I'm willing to ask for a North Dakota pilot, and I'm going to do that when I talk to Seema.
We had a call off the air earlier that suggested that Doug Burgum, our governor, is wrong to have a leadership pack and run a campaign against other Republicans. And I said, well, if that was the case, then Donald Trump wouldn't be president. But do you have any problem with that, what he's done there?
I don't have any type of an ethical or moral problem with it at all. I like political activism, as you know. I've also contributing to primary candidate from my personal PAC, although I don't have the resources necessarily that the governor does. So I don't really have a problem with that. I like political activism. I would say this about it. The governor said, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's an adult. He came through the ranks a boy much like I did through the primary process. It's a little more dangerous because, of course, when you're taking on legislators, they don't all lose. The ones that you're taking on, and when they win, we have a...
It's gutsy. There's no doubt about that. More coming up with Kevin.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them.
Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Pierce, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
To a all right, we're going to ask some questions about some things related to ag. So let's start with Troy Kunz. Troy is, of course, from CNC Farms. I'm with Senator Kevin Cramer here and talk a little bit of ag. Troy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Senator. I'm
good morning.
Okay.
Good morning, Troy. Give us the good news, man.
Well, you know, I'm here today. You wake up, and as I've said many times, there's always a bright spot in every day. You know, you got to look for those because currently, you know, life is pretty heavy in any aspect, but no, sun's shining, so keep a smile on your face and keep moving.
So tell Senator Cramer what you're hearing from your customers and folks out there that are kicking little tires on seed. What's the mood?
Well, in the seed game, I've heard more people talk about using bin run seed, just pulling seed or grain, you would call it, right out of the bin and planting it, not getting even conditioned seed or purchasing seed because the finances are so tight. So many families have blown through a lot of family and equity. Finances are tight. You know, the markets are low. Mother Nature's beat us up here for quite a time, like an unprecedented harvest last fall. The spring planting is late. So people are really, really struggling. So they're trying to find any way they can to put a crop in the field. One thing I hear from a lot of people is we've had poor prices, the lack of harvesting last fall, people really struggling with the mental state of things. They feel like they work hard, they produce the best food supply in the world, and they're feeling a little taken advantage of. You know, I sense that in people. You see a change in their demeanor. It's a very sad thing to see, and they're just hoping for more help, and I know you guys are working on that, and that's one thing that I see that I've never seen in my career.
Wow.
Yeah, it's heavy. It makes you think. I talk to a lot of people every day, and you know this, and we all see it, you know, with the cost of farming nowadays, and we have poor prices, and we had trade issues, and now the spring, and financing issues. So it's pretty heavy. But it's just really hard to see the optimism of a lot of farmers, which that's what you have to be a farmer. You know, you get up every day and deal with this. And I see it really taking a toll on a lot of people's personalities. And I hear from them, they're wondering what more can help for us. And farmers are not generally people that will ask for help.
I'm curious,
that's
Troy,
if not their nature.
If you're hearing any thoughts on the, I don't know, Kevin, is it a stimulus check, the COVID check that's coming, right? I mean,
So it's a good point, and it's a good point, good time to talk about. We are expecting any day for USDA to come out with their package, you know, specifically, you know, the most recent one based on the CARES Act. So, it could even happen today, although we haven't gotten any signals. And generally, we know, you know, late in the day before or early the morning that something breaks. But it is Friday, and sometimes good things happen on Friday afternoon. So we're waiting for an announcement as they've been working through the package. We have asked for, and they've been granting raising the caps and things like that for folks, because I think we need to make sure that all of our assistance represents modern farming and the cost of modern farming. So we've made some progress in that arena, but we'll hopefully know something here in the next hours or days.
So if they said you know, later today, here's the plan, here's the package, when is the check sent?
Yeah, generally, you know, they're set up to do things pretty fast that way, Scotty, so I would think it'd be pretty quick. But, you know, and Troy knows this. I mean, one thing about it, farmers are dealing with their bankers most of the time, and when a program comes out and there's certainty, you know, that it opens up some of the financing. It's interesting, though, to me, and along those lines, when Troy was talking about farmers taking, you know, the grain right out of their bin and using it for seed, you know, in a tough time, I would bet you go to the banker and you start doing a risk analysis. The banker's going to, you know, maybe say, we'd be better off overhauling this car with a new engine than trying to fix the old one, you know. So hopefully, you know, I know that's part of the risk analysis, but hopefully if some additional aid now gets announced that maybe we can help. But we also know it's springtime. I mean, it's not like there's a lot of time. I'm just pulled off the road here near Medina. I'm going to go look at some submerged roads, and clearly there are some fields that are planted, and clearly there are some that are not, and there are some that are underwater and probably won't get planted. So we're going to be talking about some prevent crop insurance today as well.
Just have a few seconds left, Troy, but, you know, doing what you talked about, the bin run, you know, I've also heard a lot of generics are being used just because of cost. What's the downside of both of those?
Well, the bin run, you know, did they do a proper vitality and vigor and germination test? If they didn't clean the seed itself, you're going to have your fines and your forces in there. They're going to segregate in the grain cart, and you're going to have uneven emergence. You know, so huge risks for the cost of the seed, but I understand when your budget's that tight and you can't write the check, that's what you have to do.
Yeah,
but
just tells
those
you,
are things I've explained.
It tells you a lot about, you know, the place we're in, and obviously you're suggesting the same, Kevin, that, you know, that's what they're down to. That's a tough deal. Kevin, we'll let you go take a look at those roads around Medina there and chat again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Senator Kevin Cramer,
thank you,
Senator, on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. And Troy, 482-7865 is the number. Make today the day you make the best decision of your entire planting season by giving Troy a call and find that perfect match today for the bottom line, your finances, and also the bounty when that comes out. 482-7865. Troy, have a good weekend.
You too. Take care, everybody out there.
CCCPharma.com. All right, folks, we'll do this all over again next week. Good reminder, get those text calls in lots early so we can get you in with Senator Cramer. Always a challenge. Another hour coming up.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.